station on 2.
With you on 2.
Good morning, Elias. Just so you know, I'll probably be about half an hour late starting the EMU activities. I had planned my alarm clock based on the 11 o'clock start that I saw last night before I went to bed, and since it's a little bit earlier, I'm a little bit behind, but I can make it up into my midday meal.
Copy all, Jess. No worries on that. Just let us know when you're ready to pick up, and we'll be ready to support.
Thanks so much. You know me and my sleep, so I'll talk to you guys soon.
Sounds good. I'm glad you got your sleep.
Munich, Sophie on 2 for Easy Motion.
Munich is with you on 2, Sophie.
Roger, okay.
Munich is with you on 2, Sophie.
So I repeat my message, so looking for a go for the charging activity.
And you have a go, Sophie.
Thank you.
Sensation on 2 for any water off.
And with you on 2.
Well, I was just checking if you guys have completed step 1.
Yep, step 1 is complete, so you're going step 2. And we'll come on board with the Node 1 and the airlock cameras as well.
Okay, copy. Thanks. I will get the Node 1 camera on.
Confidence now for a go of step 2.2 of WHC plus tech itself.
And you are go in step 2.2.
Thank you.
Sensation airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
Yes, the bag serial number 2138 looks about, I'd say, 95% full. A few bubbles, but definitely less than a baseball size, so I recommend continuing.
We concur. You're good to continue.
No, thanks.
Hey, like Houston on 2 for a step confirmation. Jessica, can you just confirm that the REBA is on for per step 18? Copy, thumbs up.
Kuba Station, Sophie on 2 for SCEM valve beat check.
Sophie, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, teams. I wanted to have your go in step 1.3.1.
Hey, friend, Kuba is ready. Your go at step 1.3.1.
Go 1.3.1. Thank you.
Thank you. Good call.
Good call from Sophie. I'm thinking place. Step 1.3.2. It says, the step says check that V1 air is closed and clockwise to hard stop right now. So I haven't started closing anything, but what I see is that it is open. Is that expected?
Exactly, that's a good catch. That is expected. It should be open now. You can just close it. Thank you very much for the feedback.
Okay, I'm very happy. I just wanted to double check just in case. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Airlock Houston on 2. We see the IRU pump shut off before finishing the fill, so you can pick up in step 89.
Hey, I was just about to call down with that. Yeah, I have the low flow shut down, so I'll do 88.
And Jessica, you should be in 89 because the CWCI is not empty, not 88.
Copy, 89. Airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
I have a P1 pressure of 1.7, a P2, 2.3, total pounds, 3.0, and I have nominal lights, just the power light is on, but I did have that low flow shutdown message as mentioned.
Okay. Copy all of that. You can continue into the XTP in 89.3.
Okay, I see that as well. Skip the any unexpected error messages, and I see the XQ note for 89.3.
It's a good read back.
question there, Elias. It says to switch the pump off and then back on within 3 seconds, but because the pump was already off in the previous step, looks to me from the execute note that that's just you don't want the pump on running dry, so it seems like it's irrelevant here. I should just turn it back on.
Yep, you can just turn it back on and then continue with the steps.
Yeah. I lock on 2, pumps back on. It is increasing again, but I did not get the low flow override message. And now I got another low flow shutdown.
Okay, now you can do that override step, Jessica.
Copy, so off and back on.
And Station Houston on 2 for Jack. The WHC fill is complete, so you can pick up in your terminate whenever you're ready.
Houston Airlock on 2, just to confirm then, since we are increasing again, and that time I did get the low flow override, I am in 89.4 waiting for your go and waiting for the finish.
Yeah, checking Jessica. And Airlock Houston on 2, we see the fill finish, so you're go to pick up in step 90.
Same, go for 90. Houston Airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
Yes, I'm assuming this is just an XPP funny, but I'm in step 97 now, and it's telling me to switch the IRU power on, but of course that never was shut off from the previous one, so it looks like I will just switch, proceed on past that step.
Concur with the XPP funny. Yeah, you can just leave it on and keep pressing.
Oh, and actually, that's my bad. I was looking at the IRU utility power, but that is off, so this is correct. All good?
Okay, copy all.
Houston airlock on 2, another low flow shutdown, so I'll just proceed with the same step.
And airlock Houston, we actually see a good recharge, so you can actually just press to 102.
Okay, copy. Press to 102. Houston airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
We're checking 1 through 3 are complete for the second procedure, the EMU dryout.
Yep, 1, 2, and 3 are complete. You can pick up the step 4.
Copy step 4, thanks. Just a double check, Elias, I didn't see steps to close up the thermal cover on my suit on the aft EMU, but was that just supposed to be left open?
And good catch, Jessica. We'll pick that up in a later activity today. So no worries to take care of that now.
Okay, copy that. And we'll proceed with this one. You can airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
Elias, we're in step 42 for the EMU dryout. There is a tiny drop of water, a small drop of water at the T2 vent port. So, of course, I did just take the scuff off, and it's not within the opening. Basically, there's the opening of the actual vent port, and then there's a larger diameter shape that has the O-ring. It's right adjacent to the O-ring part, so it's not on the inside, and we are getting some pictures of it as well. I'm assuming we'll just wipe that away and then continue, or let me know what you'd like to do.
Check in. And Jessica, yeah, we are good with the plan to take pictures, wipe it off, and then proceed with the next step. One request we do have separate from that is we want a camera set up on the T2 port before you turn the fan on. So this is actually in step 61, but before you do step 45, basically do step 61.
Okay, copy. We'll do 61 before 45. That makes total sense.
Thank you, guys.
Houston airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
You just completed step 44, but there is no step 65 in this procedure. It ends at 61, so let me know what you want us to do for a camera.
It is 61. Sorry, that was bad copy. 61 is basically position the camera in that location and then do 45.
Copy, just the video camera. Got it.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie for E4D.
an airlock Houston on 2. If you can, we'd like a zoomed in on that video camera a little bit, if you can support that. And that looks a lot better for us on the ground. Thanks, Jessica, for moving the camera.
Sure, the YF, and there's no water.
Copy, no water.
Munich from Sophie on 2.
And Munich is video on 2, Sophie. We were just calling up Sophie to see if we can get a quick go to come on board with VCA to support the 4D activities.
Yes, of course, you're welcome too.
Awesome. Then we'll come on board, and just to let you know, for the E4D, we will have the specialist enabled on Space to Ground 4, so they're already there, so you can talk to them to get a confirmed good view.
Okay, on 4. They're allowed for 2 4-hour timer starts at 12:19.
Copy, 12:19.
So airlock on 2, is that a good view for you?
Yep, that is a good camera view. Thanks, Jessica.
All right, thank you. You see airlock on 2?
Which channel 2?
We go at 150, Elias, so you're go for 151.
Copy, we have it. Thank you.
Thank you. Airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
Well, I'm in here in the airlock just organizing some stuff. Just wanted to report that the mini workstation end effector that I used for EV1, there's some fraying on the cord. That's not something that's usually part of our RET inspection, since it's not an actual, you know, designated RET or waist tether or safety tether. So I know we've had some of these end effectors behave better than others. Like this one that I use is a little bit harder to actuate. The other one is easier, and that was one of the reasons why we switched out mini workstations previously. But I'll take some photos of it. I was going to mention it at our EVA debrief, but I'll take some photos of it as well for the team.
Copy all. Thanks for the report. And, yeah, we'll definitely take those pictures.
And then the pictures that we took earlier, that Anil took of the Athene suit are on SSC6.
Copy SSC6.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member. We just got a suppressed caution on the board for an IMV valve RPC trip, and we're looking for a sniff check in the cupola.
Check in the cupola and work.
Thanks, Jack.
Station on 2, negative for anything off nominal in the cupola.
We appreciate it. Thanks for the quick check.
Good thing. Let us know if you need anything else.
Thanks, Jessica. And we're talking about it, just and for your awareness, something like this has happened before with the motors for these valves. So we're just talking about what our next steps will be in the impacts.
Okay, copy. I'll lock on to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, for EMU 3005, I do not see any water or anything off nominal, and I know you guys have the view as well.
We copy that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Station is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Timeline.
Munich from Sophie for Timeline.
Hey, Sophie, we would like to offer a little change in the timeline for your convenience. And you are going to start the Easy Motion activity that is scheduled at 15:15. You are going to start right after the midday meal, if you prefer.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I'll put that in work. I'll let you know when I start and when I finish, especially because I guess you have some ground commending.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and ARED activity.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, I just wanted to give you a heads up that we are assessing an imbalance on ARED, and we are going to have some steps for you before you get too far into your evacuate cylinder flywheel activity. So if you wouldn't mind just taking a quick pause while we get our thoughts together, and then we'll be giving you a call back shortly with some additional steps.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'm just headed over there now, so I'll wait for your call.
Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and a red follow-up.
Houston Station on 2, I think I missed your call.
Great timing. I was just thinking, should I try again? Hey, I got these two knob turn steps for you for ARID that we need you to take care of. We think you're going to know what I'm talking about and don't need a procedure reference. But let me know if you need one. And I can repeat this, but what we'll need you to do is do one clockwise turn on the starboard knob and then one counterclockwise turn on the port knob. How copy?
That makes sense to me. I am familiar. One clockwise on the starboard and one counterclockwise on the port. I will do that in the just like at the end or at the beginning of the cylinder evac procedure.
No preference. You could do before or at the end. We just need you to do it prior to your exercise.
Okay, I'll do it right now. Thank you. Have a good one, Laura.
Thank you, and that was just a close look through. That was a good read back on the knob turns. Thanks.
All right, copy.
Houston, an airlock on 2, torque wrench set to 20 foot-pounds.
We got the anneal, thanks.
Houston, station checks on 2. Any chance you got a Robo on console?
You are in luck, we do.
Looking at the EVA SCAN 2 SSRMS reports. The procedure is 74-0882. I'm sure that's what they have on hand. And I'm looking at step 9. And I see zeros in the movements in the table. There's two steps of movements, a body out movement and then a body right movement, and they both look like zeros in the table. I'm assuming that's a typo, and I'm hoping for some clarification.
We copy on the zeros and are checking. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and procedure follow-up.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for giving us the time to assess. Robo checked out the procedure, and the zeros are correct. You're in a snapshot frame, and so you're flying back to your original location where you redefined the display frame. Does that make sense?
Okay, so give me a second to look. Okay, just so I'm understanding the table right, the fourth row down is labeled initial position. And that XYZ, understand that's the station coordinates, or is that the snapshot coordinates?
Checking.
While you're checking, just so I can finish the... Go ahead.
So those are the snapshot coordinates. Sorry about that.
Sorry, I was happy to see a question, and I stopped it. Anyway, so all right, so the initial position line is snapshot coordinates. My understanding is that the next line, the THC outline, that would be the movement in the snapshot coordinates. So 150 plus 0 is 150, of course, but then that final position row, that's another couple rows down, says 0. I was expecting those numbers to add up, so that's the piece I'm missing.
And Jack, the values that you're looking at that are a zero, it's a fly two value, so that's why it's a zero.
Okay, yeah, so that's a fly two value, not a like a delta number. So in that explanation, the final position is sounds like it's a little. It's redundant, I guess, in this case, because there's only a single movement in X. If there are multiple movements in X, I guess that would make sense to have a final position line, even though it's kind of repetitive. Sorry for the stream of consciousness there, but I think I understand what's going on now.
Yep, stream of consciousness is great. We love it. And Robo is following along and nodding and agreeing with all of your thought process. You got it.
Awesome. Thanks for the help, and thanks, Robo.
Anytime.
Phoenix, station Jackson 2 for step 1.3 of the E4D rotational axis. Phoenix, station Jackson 2.
Station, this is Phoenix on 2, and Jack, we are checking, but you can tell us what you have.
Okay, I just want to double check I'm finding the right locking pins. The note here... in step 1.3, says I should find four-inch pit pins, square labeled. I found four pit pins with square labels, but they're only 2.5 inches. And then it says I should find 8 pin circle labels that are 4.5 inches. And I found 8 with circle labels, but they're only 4. I'm not sure if there's another storage area somewhere that I'm missing, or the measurements are just approximate.
Okay, Jack, please stand by with that. I think between us and NASA colleagues, we'll get you an answer.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think that's right. This bus is Houston. Sorry about that, but I will be standing by for an answer. Thanks very much.
And, Jack, Houston did. We copied your question, and we're just talking right now to sort out who has the right answer, and one of us will circle back with you.
Okay, thanks. Houston, WHC on 2.
Go ahead.
Step 3.4 of the WHC activation after the final R&R, looking for whether I should be configured for a tunnel unit A or remain in the grid with the UPA.
And we are go for you to configure to UPA. In addition, I think we think you put a sign on the WHC about needing to go to internal. You can remove that sign.
Okay, so for this procedure, I'm staying integrated with the UPA, and the other note that we have is related to steps to take if we get a pre-treat back call.
And Station Houston 2 for Jack. That was my bad. I should have warned you that we were about to head into a handover, so I'd lost the last part of your call. But I think we were just closing the loop with each other that for this procedure, you can go to internal Yeti Bay. And then when you remove that sign, what that means is you do not need to integrate to internal before running block November if that happens.
Copy. In this procedure, I'm staying integrated with UPA, and I'll remove the sign if the note that if we do get a future pre-treat back call that we no longer have to integrate with the internal UPA, we'll just do block November. So I'll remove the sign, and we'll just have a normal cue card.
Thanks, Jack, and then whenever you're ready, just give me a call about E4D as well. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'll give you a call in a few minutes. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil when you get a chance about your next activity.
Houston, Anil on 2.
Hey, Anil, for your HECA term activity, we'd like to punt that one for about 20 to 25 minutes. We need a little more time to do some HECA troubleshooting. We're expecting it to be about this 20 to 25 minutes, but we'd like to do, plan to do, is just give you a call when we're ready for it. How's that sound?
Right. Yeah, I got time before the UVA debrief, it looks like, so just call me when you want me to do it, and I'll knock it out.
Will do, and we do know that you've got a busy day as soon as that EVA debrief starts, so we're going to try to manage your timeline accordingly.
Works for me.
Thanks.
Houston, Jackson, to pick your E4D words, if you're ready.
We are ready. Hey, smart move. Going to WHC gave us the exact amount of time we needed to do a little digging. We think that it's a procedure miss on the length of the pins, so we will update that. And we think that once you insert the pins, you'll be able to tell that everything is locked into place. Once you do the pin insertion, let us know if you have any concerns with the setup, but we think that you're going to end up in a good config.
Okay, that all makes sense to me. I will use those pins, and I'll let you know either way whether they feel like they're secure or not. Yeah, great. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Station, Sophie on 2 for SCEM valve control leak check.
Go ahead on 2.
Oh, I think that was for Tsukuba, but happy to hear your voice.
Okay, Sophie, this is Scooter. Go ahead.
I'm looking for a go in step 1.4.2.
If I'm your go at step 1.4.2. Thank you.
Let me go. Can I walk on to?
Go ahead.
All right, just checking. I know you delayed a nil tech activity, but do I have a go to start mine, or do we need to change that timing as well?
That's a great question. You have a go to start the activity. We have one delta for you. It's to skip step 121 to switch the REBA to off OFF. And just a heads up, too, that because we delayed Anil's activity, you guys might both end up in the airlock at the same time, but we think you guys will be able to manage that.
Good thing, we can manage it, and I will skip step 121.
Thanks, and hey, since I got you, I just wanted to close the loop. We called you earlier for a sniff check for an RPC trip for an IMV. We have since recovered that RPC and that IMV valve, the node 3 starboard deck, is in a good config at open state. So no actions needed for you guys.
Okay, I think I copied most of that, Laura. Sorry, I was opening the DCM purge valve. So I think you said you reset something. Can you repeat the end of that?
Yep, actually, no, we get loud on you. The RPC trip earlier that we had you do a sniff check for, we were able to recover the RPC, and the IMV valve that it was connected to is in a good config. So nothing else for any of us to follow up on that one. Just wanted to make sure you guys knew that we recovered it.
Okay, copy all. Thanks for the update. Houston Airlock on 2. I think we did miss another step since Anil didn't do the HECA thing first. I still have P1 connected to J1, and I have doffed the helmet. So let me know how you'd like me to proceed.
Checking.
Obviously, that's still powered. The HECA's still powered. So it's free-floating right now, no problem. But, just let me know what you guys prefer me to do.
Copy. We might just need a couple minutes for this one, but we will follow up.
You can look on, too. No water.
Copy. No water. And then for the helmet, you can connect the helmet back at any time, and we'll just disconnect that cable later. Copy. Thumbs up.
And station jack on 2 for E40.
Go ahead.
All right, mixed news. Those translation pit pins did indeed fit perfectly well, so those are good to go. In step 2, when I was inspecting the rotational axis assemblies, specifically the station port Y rotation assembly, I bumped the spring. It looks like the Y-axis centering spring that's on the station port side, and that spring has a connection to the structure on the port side and a connection to the E4D viz on the station starboard side, and the side of the spring attached to the E4D viz came loose. I got the spring, it's attached to the other side. I could reattach it to the mounting, to the, the connector, or however it attaches. There's a groove there that I can slide back in, but I just wanted to make sure you guys are tracking that spring came off and get a go to reattach it.
Copy all. That was like the best description ever I've heard of something that convoluted. Give us just a sec, we're checking.
Okay, send it back, thanks.
Yeah, I'll come to.
Go ahead for airlock. Heads up, you're about a minute out from a handover.
Hi, I'm in step 108. Just wanted to make sure we didn't miss anything else here for the power down. Basically, I'm powering everything off except for the REBA in 121.
You are correct. You have not missed anything.
Okay, yeah, I didn't mean just missed a step. I meant, like, just because of the not doing the HECA part, since we missed that other cable connection. But we do want everything off then.
Yeah, Jessica, you are go to power everything down. You'll be disconnecting the gloves. You shouldn't be touching the helmet again. And then pushing this out there in step 118 is a check step. And we're heading into handover right now. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and E4D spring follow-up.
Yeah, please.
Hey, we like your plan to just try to reconnect that spring. We've seen things like this before, and so we are also go for you to put some Kapton tape kind of around that little hook part of the spring. You know, you don't want that Kapton tape to actually touch the spring itself, but you can kind of wrap it around the spring portion that fits into the groove to try to secure it in place.
To go to reattach the spring, I'll do that. I'll do my best to cap on. It's located in a pretty hard to access spot on the underside, on the meter side of it, but I'll give it a go.
We understand. Thanks.
You say airlock on 2?
Go ahead, airlock.
109.3, there are no faults. So looking for your go for 109.4.
Copy, no faults, and you have a go for 109.4.
He's happy, and then I see for 118, the check steps, I'll just leave off the cover since we still have the heck on.
We copy. Good plan. Station Houston on 2 for Anil and your HECA activity.
Hello, Anil on 2.
Hey, you are go to step in to your HECA activity. Just you know that Jessica has already started her activity, so some of the procedure is written assuming, right, that she hadn't started. So it's just going to, it might just read a little funky. But you can do your steps. When you're complete, it's going to leave us with both HECAs power down and one EDAR on, which is the config that we want to be in. We're just doing a little bit more troubleshooting with the EDAR. And you might have copied earlier that we had Jessica skip a step. We're going to have you later today after the EVA debrief. You'll come back and we'll have a procedure delta for you to pick up on that step that we skipped with Jessica.
All right, sounds good. 2 HECAs down and 1 EDAR.
Good, read back.
Can I walk on 2?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to help Anil get this done so we can knock it out before the conference. You said that was your go then in step 32?
Yep, you have a go in step 32. And airlock Houston on 2, just a question for you. Did you see the green LED on EDAR, on the EDAR box for 3005?
I don't think there's a step to check that. Do you want me to check it now? I'm trying to get to this conference, so can we check it after?
We would actually really appreciate if you'd check it now. It's going to help us quite a bit with the troubleshooting. We think it'll be a quick check.
What's it?
3005, which is that forward suit that you're working on.
The green EDAR light is not on, so it looks like something is going on there. REBA is powered on, C2 to J2 is connected, no green light on the EDAR.
Copy, that's helpful. Gives us something to think about. Appreciate the time. Sorry to hold you up.
But I don't think the P1J1 connection has anything to do with that, right? That's just for the HECA, so deviating that would not have an effect on the EDAR light.
You are correct.
All right, copy, thanks.
An airlock Houston on 2. When you get a chance, just heads up, we've got some Delta steps for you to do some EDAR troubleshooting for us. When you get a chance.
Hey there, I have got a chance and ready now.
All right, we're just having you troubleshoot or gather some data for us on the EDAR connection. I've got about 5 steps for you that I'm just going to read up. These are for EMU 3005 only, and I think what I'll do, and you can give me feedback on this, is just give them to you one by one. So first step is to verify that the EMU power and data cable, that's P1, PAPA 1, is connected to the REBA at J1, that's Juliet 1. And let me know if you have a picture reference.
One, verify P1 is connected to J1.
That's a good readback.
Hey, Laura, did you want me to go do these steps as you read them up to me, or are you going to read them all?
I'll go ahead and I'll tell you all of them, and then if you need me to read them back later, I can do that. So you've got the connected.
Okay, yeah, just go for it.
All right, you got the PAPA 1 to Juliet 1. The next step is also on the EMU power and data cable. It's connection P6, PAPA 6. You're going to verify that it's connected to the EDAR box at J6, Juliet 6. Then you'll verify the switch on the top of the EDAR box is switched to Wi-Fi. Then you'll verify that the power LED on the top of the EDAR box is green.
Okay, I'll read those back to you. After the P1, J1, REBA, number 2 is P6 at the top of the EDAR box to J6. The next one is switch is to Wi-Fi, and then the other one is that the power LED is green.
Good readback.
Also, you said verify P1 to J1, and just looking at it, P1 is not connected to J1, so you want me to just go ahead and connect that to you?
We do not want you to do the connection. Give me just a sec for a follow-up. Can you first verify whether or not the P6 is connected to J6 on the EDAR box? And if that's the case, then go ahead and take the REBA switch power to off.
Yeah, P6 is connected to J6, so REBA switch is going off.
Thanks for putting that in work.
And just to close the loop, since these are pretty easy steps, all of them are done, and they're including Wi-Fi, and there is no green power light.
Okay, thank you. The LED now being off is expected since we took it to off. We are not going to have you do that P1 to J1 connection right now. The steps you're about to get into are going to remove the battery box. You finding that those weren't connected, though, gave us the data that we needed to understand the configuration that we were in and that we weren't passing power today because of that disconnection. So no other unique deltas, and we're ready for you guys to hop into your procedures when you're ready.
Okay, in work now. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for the EDAR.
Go ahead.
Hey, Laura, I heard that conversation to the airlock. I just wanted to follow up on that. In the HECA init procedure, there was no mating P1 to J1. So, and that was what I had called down as well, that only P2 to J2 was connected. Was that not expected?
Checking.
Just to make sure we're talking about the same thing, I'm talking about on the REBA. There is a step in the HECA procedure to connect P1 to J1 on the HECA power pigtail. And that was done, of course, otherwise the HECA wouldn't have been on.
We copy. Give us just a couple of minutes to think about it, make sure we are also looking at the right stuff. It might take me just about 2 minutes just while we work around a handover.
Okay, no worries. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and follow-up at your convenience.
Laura, I'm with you, too.
Hey, Jessica. Just wanted to follow up. So we were expecting the P1 and J1 on the REBA to be connected per the EMU water ops, step 16. We were chatting down here and we were realizing that it might have gotten lost in the handover shuffle that we've been down EDAR data this whole time. So we've kind of been troubleshooting like two different things. First, there was the HECA portion and the EDAR portion. We got the HECA portion figured out. With Anil's troubleshooting steps, we realized that with that cable disconnected, that was the cause of the loss of the EDAR data, and we probably just did a really bad job telling you that we were down that data.
So, yeah, I wasn't aware that we were down that data, but I don't know that I see that step in the, I'm not sure where it got lost, but, okay, sorry if we missed it or if we were not on the same page.
Yeah, that's our bad, too. See, this is why we should always have a Capcom. You guys need us.
that's the best conclusion.
Yeah, we'll blame Elias since he isn't here to defend himself. He's a great guy, though.
He is a great guy. All right, well, sorry if we contribute to any of that confusion, and hopefully we are where we need to be now. Is there anything else that we can do on that?
Nothing else for today. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. One more piece of that puzzle that actually makes sense. I remember that Elias did call me and ask me if I had turned the REBAs on, and I had. So I think that must have been the miss there, that he wasn't seeing what he thought he was seeing because of the P1 cable. All he asked was the REBA power on, so that's probably where we fell out, I think.
Yep, that probably is it. See, we do need Elias. He is a great guy.
All roads lead back to Elias.
Flight just said he's going to submit an AR.
Sensation on 2 for conference.
Go ahead.
Laura, we are not successfully getting into the conference. We've tried both the link and typing it in on a couple different iPads, and it's not working.
All right, give us just a sec to think about it. And Jessica, just heads up, we're not tracking that there should be any issues with the Teams link, and we're about to just check all the WAP statuses.
As this is not unusual, actually, it's something that Heidi's working on. We usually have lots of problems with the team's links or meeting info, get stuck in the waiting room, or, yeah, so right now we're stuck in the waiting room.
Copy, stuck in the waiting room. I know I've seen a few Capcom handover notes about this, too, so I'm going to dig and see if we've been tracking any other workarounds.
All right, thanks.
And Station Houston on 2 for the conference. Hey, we want to try to just switch to that same link that you used for the EBA conference. The party is down here and ready to switch over to that link as well.
Houston, airlock on 2 for battery charge.
Go ahead. Are you looking for a go in step 21?
Yeah, and do you want me to read off the states from the 3 chargers?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. On 1, 2L Reba is charged, 4L TGT is charged. On number 2 charger, 1LLB is charged, Reba on 2 is charged, and 4L TGT is charged. And then on the third one, it has 2 LLB charged, TGT charged, 4 PGT charge and 5 PGT charge. So they're all charged.
All is good there. You are go to proceed. And then in addition, we'd like for you to move the helmet cover down on EMU 3005. It just wasn't fully tucked from our extra troubleshooting today.
Aha, I see that. Thanks, good eyes, and go in 21.
Hey, and just since I got one more for you. I'm sorry. Just we were trying to come on board with the SSCs, and we noticed that SSC 7, someone's logged into it. If you get a chance, if you just let us know if somebody is trying to use that one tonight, or if we can get the person logged off so we can come on board.
All right, we are logging off 7 right now.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Node 6-0. 177 node 6 4 3 4 3 0 transceive.